Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, July 29th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. U.S. lawmakers call massacre in Sudan genocide. Mission groups evaluate impact on outreach. Training pastors in the CIS is key to reaching the world. And Japan faces a cultural crisis while believers ready themselves for new ministry. These stories and more are next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Sudan headlines today's news as the United States Congress and Senate passed a resolution about the recent massacre in Darfur. They overwhelmingly approved a resolution calling on the U.S. government to declare it a genocide. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
It is encouraging to see the Congress take this step of actually using the word genocide when talking about an Islamic government that is bent on Islamization of the country. The State Department hasn't used the word genocide. We're still waiting to see what the results are going to be that come out of this resolution.
Despite the violence, the Sudanese, including Muslims, are open to the gospel.
Muslims in Sudan feel some of the same hopelessness. So when we come in as Christians and present an opportunity for hope, not only on this earth, but hope for eternity, I think that's a message that finds fertile ground.
Next, the Darfur crisis of Western Sudan has created response from the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. With emergency funds, teams purchased food and grain for refugee camps. An additional $100,000 will get clean drinking water into the camps, and long-term plans call for helping repair and dig wells in the area. Please pray that IMB teams can have access and freedom to do their work, and that believers will have opportunities to share spiritual relief as well as physical. You're listening to Mission Network News. Training is the only thing preventing widespread church growth in the Commonwealth of Independent States. Slavic Gospel Association supports 4 Bible schools and seminaries in Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine. Many Christians are pastoring churches without theological training. SGA's Joel Griffith says the training is helping not only the local church, but churches abroad.
Odessa Theological Seminary, they've been very active about sending some of their graduates out to not only some of the Stan countries, but other countries in Eastern Europe. They're able to not only train pastors for their own congregations and church planters, but they're also able to send out missionaries.
Financial and volunteer support for the program is needed as training is in demand.
They have to turn away 20 to 25 qualified seminary applicants each year due to the lack of capacity in their current building. They were able to purchase with SGA assistance a kindergarten building, and they were working on getting that remodeled and prepared to open classes up in there.
Meanwhile, church leaders gathered for a recent missionary conference in Kazakhstan chose the Bible League as their main resource for evangelism. The League's scripture placement and training method was seen as the most effective throughout Central Asia. Conference delegates then set a goal of planting one church for every 25,000 people over the next 2 years. Pray for those workers as they share the gospel in areas known to be hostile to Christians. And the rich layers of Japanese culture appear to be giving way to a pop culture of icons. Changing family roles have added to the confusion, resulting in a crisis that challenges decades of tradition. OMS International's David Meek says their team made some of the same cultural observations.
For many years, Japan has seemed to be quite stable. The divorce rate has been low, the crime rate has been low, but there have been problems that have existed under the surface, and now those problems are coming to the surface, and people are beginning to ask, what's wrong with Japanese society?
Meek says that opens the doors for new ministry opportunities. In fact, OMS hopes to expand in the community with the help of the indigenous church.
This is opening doors for the church to share through ministry directed at families, ministries that deal with some of the concerns that people have about their marriages and their families. And that's one area that we want to get involved in more and more.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.